Chapter 47. Cassian found Nesta sprinting down a side street, as if she suspected that Rhysand was about to set out on a hunt that only her spilled blood could halt. But he knew she only ran from what she had done, ran from herself, ran toward one of the taverns she favored so much. Cassian didn't give Nesta the chance to see him as he soared down the alley, snatched her around the waist and beneath the knees, and swept them into the sky. She didn't fight him, didn't say a word, just lay in his arms, her face cold against his chest. Cassian soared over the House of Wind to find Azrael there, hovering in place, a heavy pack in his hand. Whether that had been from a separate warning from Rhys, or as his own shadows whispering, he didn't know. Cassian grabbed the pack, looping it around a wrist and grunting against its weight, as he kept hold of Nesta. Az didn't say anything as Cassian careened past, into the autumn skies, and did not dare look back at the city behind him. There were no sounds in her head, her body. She knew Cassian held her, knew they flew for hours and hours, and she didn't care. She had done an unforgivable thing. She deserved to be turned into bloody mist by Rhysand. Wished Cassian had not come to save her. They flew into the mountains until the sun sank behind them. By the time they landed, their surroundings were veiled in darkness. Cassian grimaced as he alit, as if every part of him hurt, and dumped the pack Azrael had given them at his feet. "We'll camp here tonight," he said quietly, coldly. She didn't want to speak, resolved not to say another word for the rest of her life. "I'll make a fire," he went on, and there was nothing kind in his face. She couldn't stand it, so she turned away, surveying the small area where he'd landed. A flat bit of dry earth just under the overhang of a black boulder. In silence, she walked to the deepest part of the overhang. In silence, she lay down upon the hard, dusty earth, using her arm for a pillow, and curled herself toward the rock wall. She closed her eyes and willed herself to ignore the snapping and cracking of the wood as the fire consumed it. Willed herself to melt into the earth, into the mountain, and disappear forever. Cassian. Feyre's voice filled Cassian's mind, pulling him from where he'd been watching the stars appear over the sprawling view. He'd flown Nesta to the Sleeping Mountains, the range that separated Illyria from Valaris. They were smaller peaks, not yet in winter's grasp, with plenty of rivers and game to hunt. Cassian.
I forgot you can mind speak.
Her laugh sounded. I can't decide whether I should be insulted or not. Perhaps I should be using the Damati gifts more often. She paused before saying, Are you all right?
I should be asking you that.
Rhysand overreacted. He completely and utterly overreacted. Cassian shook his head, though Feyre couldn't see it.
I'm sorry you had to learn of it.
I'm not. I'm furious with all of you. I understand why you didn't tell me, but I'm furious.
Well, we're furious with Nesta.
She had the courage to tell me the truth.
She told you the truth to hurt you.
Perhaps, but she was the only one who said anything. Cassian sighed through his nose. He thought it over.
I think she saw the parallels between your situations and, in her own way, decided to avenge both of you.
That's my feeling, too. Rhys disagrees.
I wish you'd found out a different way.
Well, I didn't. But we'll face it together, all of us.
How can you be so calm about this?
The alternative is fear and panic. I will not let my son feel those things. I will fight for him, for us, until I no longer can,
Cassian's throat tightened. We'll fight for you, too.
I know. Feyre paused again. Rhys had no right to chase you from the city or to threaten Nesta. He has realized that and apologized. I want you to come back home, both of you. Where did you even head off to?
The wilderness. Cassian looked over a shoulder to where Nesta had been asleep for the past few hours, curled into a tight ball against the wall of rock. I think we'll stay out here for a few days. We're going to hike.
Nesta has never been on a hike in her life. I guarantee she will hate it.
Then tell Rhys this is her punishment, because Rhys, despite apologizing for his threats, would still be furious. Tell him that Nesta and I are going to hike, and she's going to hate it, but she comes home when I decide she's ready to come home.
Feyre was quiet for a long minute. He says he knows he's supposed to say that's unnecessary, but to tell you he's secretly delighted.
Good. I'm secretly glad to hear that.
Feyre laughed, and the sound was proof that she might have been hurt, startled by the news, but she was indeed adapting to it, would not let it make her cower and cry.
He didn't know why he'd expected any less of her.
Feyre said, please take care of her, Cassian. And yourself? Cassian glanced to the sleeping female nearly hidden in the shadows of the rock.
I will.